It is Helping Hand, feature that airs statewide on HPR1 stations on Fridays as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. And then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Each week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we've got a great returning guest, Leilani Farm Sanctuary. And Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui, an all-volunteer nonprofit, they provide shelter to a whole lot of rescued, sometimes previously abused animals in the state. That includes goats, chickens, rabbits, ducks. I won't give away everybody who's there. We'll hear more about it with the organization in just a moment. But they save animals that are sometimes destined for slaughter or orphaned after hunters have killed their parents, educate the community on the humane treatment of animals, including educational programs for school groups and special needs visitors and tours for the general public. There's a book you can learn more about from our guest, Finding Paradise, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui. And we're proud to welcome back Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary. Welcome back, Laura Lee, and Happy New Year to you and all the animals.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm so happy to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on. And first, before we hear about some of the interesting characters who live there and call Leilani Farm Sanctuary home, give the folks the basics on both its location and your mission.
We're on Maui, Maui's North Shore, in a town called Haiku. Pretty close to the Hana Highway, and we're on a 8-acre refuge with rolling hills where the animals have run of the land.
Amazing. And in terms of the animals, who is there? And speak a little bit about the mission. It's I kind of described who's living there in terms of why they're living there, but provide a little more insight.
We've got donkeys, chickens, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, tortoises, deer, sheep, a cow, geese, a swan, ducks. Let's see.
Roosters that I hear crowing behind you.
And cats. And rabbits.
And the sanctuary is named, you mentioned donkey. Sanctuary is actually named after what I guess you would now say is a very famous donkey.
Leilani. Leilani was our first resident donkey.
And as for the animals who live there, if people listening have an animal that they wanted to bring, how do you accept animals? Like, how do they come to find a home there?
Well, we have reached the point where we are at capacity with animals. In fact, we get multiple calls every day, which is really the hardest aspect of running the sanctuary, is to receive all these calls about animals in desperate need of rescuing and to not have the space to continue taking more and more. So we're maxed out.
Wow, that's heavy. And so that's how that goes with the and how many animals approximately, Laura Lee, are there?
Probably about 350 animals.
Okay. And Matthew the turkey, is he still doing good?
Oh, Matthew, he's one of our stars. He loves to be picked up and cuddled just like a big baby. He weighs nearly 40 pounds, so picking him up is like bench pressing. You have to use proper body mechanics, but he could just sit there for hours being cuddled. And he was saved from being butchered before Thanksgiving, along with his sister Erica. And they love visitors. They're super friendly.
And how? What's the lifespan of a turkey like that?
Oh, about 13 years.
Okay. And he's been there several years now so far.
Yeah, he's been here several years. But we have a new resident turkey named Gregory, who's super affable. He wanders around the farm, and he is at the reception area when visitors arrive at the pavilion. And he just spreads his wings and asks for hugs. So visitors don't know whether to run from him or hug him because he's big and imposing looking. But if you squat down and put your arms around him and bring him in for a hug, he is very happy.
How do you get funding for this unique operation that you're running over there?
Well, we offer farm tours, and visitors make donations for the farm tours. And oftentimes, visitors will really feel a connection with a certain animal and decide to sponsor that animal. So they, by sponsoring an animal, they enroll to make a monthly donation, and that donation provides food, shelter, and veterinary care for the animal. And in return, they receive an adoption certificate with a picture of their animal.
And you had mentioned that people do tours there, which is another way to generate revenue to pay for all the expenses of caring for these hundreds of animals. You also, in terms of that care, have volunteer opportunities. And those are Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m., morning rounds 1 day a week for 3 hours. Talk about this and your biggest needs and opportunities in terms of volunteers.
We have general volunteer opportunities every Monday and Wednesday morning where visitors, including people on vacation, can come and spend a couple of hours helping out with a variety of projects. It might be spreading wood chips on the muddy trails or cleaning out the guinea pig's house or harvesting banana leaves to feed the rabbits and the goats. But for people who are able to commit to 1 day a week and want to have the most direct interaction with all the animals, we can train them to learn the morning rounds. And that entails feeding, providing water, manure collection for all the animals. And that's about a 3-hour stint.
And people do that, and they would typically, when would be the time that they would do that?
We have some volunteers who do the morning rounds at 8 o'clock and others who like to start the morning rounds at 9 o'clock. So any time in that range, any time in the morning, we can be flexible.
And what about upkeep and stuff around there? What if folks are just good at being like a handyman sort of thing, doing construction, carpentry, repairs of buildings and structures? Is that an area that people could support you in?
Oh, that is extremely helpful. We have an endless list of repair opportunities here, and people who have handyman skills are really very much appreciated. We have fencing repairs and many miscellaneous construction projects. So, yes, indeed, we can always use help in that area.
What about landscaping, Laura Lee? People who have skills dealing with, like, the ground and plants and lawns and that sort of thing.
Yes, indeed. We have botanical gardens, which are really, really flourishing now, and we need to keep them maintained. We also have raised garden beds where we grow food for the animals. So people who love to do gardening are in heaven here because we have so many fun gardening opportunities.
And you're sort of tapping your gardening skills to do philanthropic work with it in a way, right? Because you're making food for vulnerable animals, essentially.
Yes, that's really great. A win-win.
Yeah, right, a win-win. And that's the same kind of thing I was wondering if, because obviously 350 animals, just like humans, people have medical needs from time to time. It's just part of being stuck here in this physical vessel. Are any area veterinarians, could you use more people who have experience caring for animals who wanted to volunteer, get involved in that sort of way?
Yeah, people who have veterinary skills are a great asset because we have animals who need to have their teeth checked periodically. We've got lots of cats and guinea pigs, and people with veterinary skills can help examine the animals, and that's really useful. There are veterinarians on the island, but none of them do pro bono work for the sanctuary.
So when you have a trouble, you basically, because obviously with all those animals, when somebody needs help, you basically have to pay some kind of veterinarian to do the work on the animal.
Yes, we do, and we have a lot of animals, so it can get expensive.
Okay, so there's another area that people could help, or at least maybe if someone wanted to provide a discounted rate or something like that, you'd still be interested in hearing from them.
Yes, we would for sure. Thank you for thinking of that. That's so true.
Yeah, well, it's just an area that there are a lot of people who do that kind of work, and with all those animals, just seems like a way that somebody could help give back. And then you mentioned it as a way that helps to finance the food and medicine and other things that the animals need to be cared with. You do weekly tours, and just so I have the dates and times right, this is where people from the public can pay to take a tour of the facility. That money helps pay for the food, medicine for the animals. That's at 4 p.m. Wednesday and Saturday at 10?
We have the tours on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, and then on Saturdays at 10.
When are the tours happening?
Mondays and Wednesdays at 4, mm-hmm. and Saturdays at 10. We added the Monday slot due to popular demand. Our tours were becoming so popular, the groups were becoming too large, so we added the additional day.
And those are other ways that people can help support you, and you had mentioned people can use your website to find an animal online also to sponsor, right? So animals can also be sponsored. And then what about things like specific supplies there? Anyone wanted to bankroll any of that? Are there any specific supplies that you're short on, or maybe a project that somebody could, much like you sponsor an animal, I guess I'm saying, you could sponsor a project there, like rebuilding the such and such, or renovating the, you know, fill in the blank here sort of thing?
Yeah. The one item that would be very helpful would be if somebody wanted to sponsor bales of hay for the animals, because during the winter, when it rains a lot, as it has been lately, the animals don't want to go out and graze. They just stay in their barns. So we fill the barns with hay, and we go through a lot of it. So that would be a wonderful way somebody could help, by sponsoring bales of hay. Also, we're going to be embarking on a new project where we will add, we're going to get our feed shed organized with cabinets and shelves, and anybody who has construction expertise or who wanted to donate to that project, that would be really helpful.
Here is how you can learn more about the organization, and I'll give you some contact information so you can reach out to them and make an inquiry about a way that you can plug yourself in and assist. It's LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org, and you can make a secure donation on there in addition to learning about the animals and what they do and the volunteer roles and other ways that you could assist them. You can give a call as well, 808-298-8544. You can send an email, info@LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org. You can find them all over the place on social media, things like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Yelp, Twitter, TripAdvisor. We've got the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Just look for Helping Hand on the pull-down menu. What else could you use support with, young lady, that we have not covered today when you look around at all the wonderful creatures who are staring back at you and trying to make a little itemized list of all the things they'd like? What is it that we haven't covered that we need to mention?
We could really use more animal sponsorships, because those sustaining donations are what really keep us going. When we can count on donations coming in every month, that is the biggest help.
Sounds a lot like public radio, if I didn't know better.
Yes, indeed.
It is Laura Lee Blanchard, founder, president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary, a unique venture that is happening on Maui. Would you say about 8 acres? Is that how many did you say?
It's about 8 acres, and the animals live in harmony with, the various species live in harmony with one another, and it's really delightful to watch some of these relationships. For example, the cow has a special affinity to the tortoises. She's best friends with the tortoises. They lie down together all the time. We have ducks who like to hang out with the cats. The deer and the pig have all kinds of interesting conversations and interactions. So it's so heartwarming to see the way these animals get along well together. Many sanctuaries have the various species kept separately, and at Leilani Farm Sanctuary, everybody has one of the 8 acres, with the exception of the guinea pigs and the rabbits. They have their own special areas because they need to be protected from accidentally getting trampled. But other than that, all the large animals, they get to go everywhere.
It's a special environment, and that's a great way to describe it. The different animals developing friendships and relationships, much like people with animals, quite frankly, the way you're kind of describing it.
Yeah, thinner species love.
That's it. That's something that you obviously are espousing every day there. Laura Lee Blanchard, founder, president, Leilani Farm Sanctuary, and great to have you guys back on Helping Hand, and hope to hear about a lot of exciting good things happening over the course of the year, and don't hesitate to reach out if something comes up and you have an emergency or a need and the animals need help. But on behalf of all the critters who you've rescued and are having a great life with companionship and are being looked after by people who care, thanks for doing what you do, Laura Lee. It's an inspiring place.
And thank you for your wonderful program on the air. Aloha.